Hey, everybody.
Isn't it funny? Like, you know, you can, like, shoot the shit. We can talk about whatever, whenever, you know. Yeah. Like a Shakira. But as soon as someone's like, okay, just pretend you're talking or something.
You know? You got nothing to say, yeah, totally.
Yeah, clam up.
Yep.
That happened at work. We were, like, testing on a new phone deal.
Yeah.
So my boss was like, okay, like, testing this thing out, so when it rings, just answer it and pretend like you're talking. It was just him on the other line, but he had to, like, call somebody else, too, so, like, just pretend to talk. And so, like, you can't think of anything. You're just, like, blab.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you do that? Like, I don't know. I suppose I should have something chambered, like, something memorized, like, maybe, like, a
Bible verse?
Yeah, or, like a scene from a play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Monologue.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Grab monologue. Those mornings where it's like you've been eating a lot of beef, and then just that monologue.
Continuous. Yeah. You ever had mono? I never had mono.
No, I never did. I think I have several friends who have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really understood what it was.
I'm gonna get that new remastered mono.
Jump. How many fucking people are making that joke, by the way?
I'm sorry. I haven't left the house, so I don't know.
No, I was thinking about it. They made that joke, and then I heard someone else make a joke, and then I heard it on another podcast. I should not listen to other podcasts, by the way.
Do you?
I do.
Like what? Here we go. Pops rundown.
Wow.
Pod
well... I enjoy the podcast called Never Not Funny.
Okay, that's Adam Carolla.
No,
Billy West and Billy Zane.
Jimmy Pardo, he's a different comedian. And it's very good. It's top notch.
Okay.
It's it's good and it's funny, and he has comedians on. He's friends with a lot of your Paul F. Tompkins and your Patton Oswalt and guys like that.
Okay.
So different.
I'm just gonna say.
Yeah.
It doesn't automatically make you good.
It doesn't make you good?
It doesn't automatically make you good.
Oh, of course not. No, it's very good, though. I really enjoy it.
I know, but I've noticed a trend lately of, like, you know, if you associate with da-da-da and da-da-da, it's supposed to vet them somehow. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, no, but it's better than saying, oh, he's friends with, I couldn't think of anyone who, sucks. Sorry.
You can't think of anyone who sucks?
No.
Wow. You've changed, no. Man.
He's friends with Jim Belushi and Reba McEntire.
Okay.
You know, do you want to listen to that show? It doesn't mean it's not good or bad or anything,
maybe.
But it's, you know, it's just, you know, it's not in line with your tastes. You know?
Who's his Godot? That's what I want to know.
Oh, Matt Belknap. He's the guy who founded A Special Thing, that website. And it's a comedy website. They have a big forum, a bunch of comedy nerds, and he has a record label he puts out. He put out Benson's last album, I believe. No, maybe not his last one, but the one before that.
Do you listen to the You the Man Now doc podcast?
No, I don't. What is it?
It's they just put all the loops.
It's just a like update of what the newest ones are?
It's just all of them in a row.
Wait, don't we do that?
Yeah.
What? We're the like bootleg version of that.
Yeah,
Doug Benson's podcast, I Love Movies, is pretty good for the first three quarters. Before he starts playing the games.
Yeah, I guess.
It was a podcast review corner, by the way.
It's a little rigid.
There's a few other like comedy style podcasts of like semi comedians having other semi comedians on. That kind of stuff's usually not bad, but you know, you're better off listening to us, really. You know,
I'd rather hear podcasts.
We're not trying
about podcaster. Because I don't want to listen to comedy guys not on, you know.
Well, some of them are interesting and some of them aren't, so.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, either you're going to get a guy who's, like, going to do his material or he's just going to, like, kind of just try to be funny but not do his material.
No,
it's like having, like, hey, fucking Van Halen's going to play at my house, but they're not doing any of their songs.
You still like that, though.
Yeah, that'd be right.
But no, on Never Not Funny, they have a pretty strict no bits. Policy there.
So what happens if you do a bit? Do they make a toilet flush sound?
No, there's no sound effects, but you get razzed.
Is there a razz effect sound?
Yeah. I don't know why you hate everything so much, Phil.
What?
It's pretty good. You know?
I don't hate
you. Give it a... No. I listen to Adam Carolla's podcast sometimes, but not very good.
That is the guy from Loveline.
Yep, Man Show, Crank Anchors.
No.
Loveline
only.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, you're right. That's, yeah.
And then a bunch of stuff in the middle, and then he did it.
Sometimes he has Dr. Drew on the podcast, and it's fun.
That's a swinging cat right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like with Adam, you know what you're getting.
Yes.
He's overtly himself.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Drew has a kinky underbelly that, you know, you kind of have to pick at to get to.
You got to peel away the layers of that onion scab.
Yeah, he's not all up front in your face, you know.
No, definitely. No, and the little,
they're like the bumpy, plucked feathers look, you know, where the little bumps where the hairs are coming out of the sack, you know. Like,
you want me to just let you keep going on this for a little while? You want to riff?
Yeah, let me do 4 minutes on scrotes.
Okay, let me go get a coffee.
Oh, I'm not really going to. Blah blah blah. Testing. They look like they're on a turkey, hanging with the turkey face. It's blah blah blah. Stick to your leg in the summer. That's not any good. Blah blah blah. The hairs, pull. It's not great. When you're a kid, if you pee your pants, you know, you gotta peel off your underwear after scrotum. That's kind of it's all right. It doesn't happen so much anymore. Blah blah blah. How come they're not tighter? You know, a rigid, glossy one would be nice. Like a turtle shell would be. I don't know why we haven't evolved that. Blah blah blah. Mine tends to be my body's temperature regulator. Blah blah blah. Like pretty much the best on a hot summer day is to just go stand in front of my waist-high air conditioner. Blah blah blah. That's. You know, I'll just unzip and stuff it right in the vent, and it's like, cools me right down. Blah, blah, blah. I think that's probably all I got. Oh, yeah, also you stuff it. We would give you good balls in there. It would be alright. But it's anything less skin, really. That's all it really needs. There's just too much of it. It's just too elastic. It's ridiculous. It's an affront. To humanity, you look at a dog's and they don't droop like that. It's unnatural. It's gross. It's like it's a sad old man. When did I see that? I think that was like a gynecologist on some TV show. Something like that. Remember TV shows? That's not about scrotes. I can't do a full four.
Oh, okay. oh man.
Yeah. Wow. I'm all hoarse now.
Don't leave me hanging.
Yeah.
I want to be banging with your damn good stuff.
That's definitely all I ever say on a show, so you can just go ahead and fill out the rest.
In triplicate?
Yeah, word-wise.
In triple clit?
Hey, speaking of word-wise, is that guy drop college still?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Mm-mm.
What does he do?
He's a university prof.
So he's just a math magician now?
Yep, that's it.
Wow.
I don't know. Sometimes, he goes to the comic jams and stuff a little bit, but he's not focusing on that as a thing.
Is he still actively judging the Daily Grind?
I have no idea. Right now, I think he switched over to that new thing.
Oh, good.
Did you join that, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know. No, what were you going to say?
Oh, yeah, this is what I was going to say. You were talking about scrote droop, right?
For a minute.
Yeah. Do you wear boxers or briefs?
Mostly. Boxer briefs, mostly.
Aha, aha. Do you think that, like, maybe if dudes started wearing, like a ball bra?
Yeah.
You know? Like a little hairnet, like a mustache net or something like that?
Yeah.
You know? It would have to be mesh, right? Because it would have to breathe.
I guess. I don't know. I buy boys, boxer briefs.
Used?
Yeah. By the hefty bag.
Buy them off of boys.
Every morning, I go buy a hefty bag of underwear.
Yeah. And you just change every hour?
Yeah, no, I make quilts.
Do you know that if you were like, let's say you were like a Bradley Pitt or like a, you know, like a Thomas Cruise or somebody like that, you could probably like wear your underwear for an hour, put it on eBay, like never work again and just sell your underwear to people.
That would be good for a while, but I think the demand would drop off.
Yeah, but if you want to like, I'm going to take a year off.
Yeah.
I'm just going to live off my underwear sales.
You could do daily,
There's so many people, like, I know, like, people who are supposed to supposedly be, you know, respectable artists and stuff. And, like, let's not kid ourselves. Most actors are not even that artists at all, you know?
Yeah.
But wouldn't you just want to, like, see what kind of shit you could get away with? If you were, like, the most famous movie star in the world.
Yeah. I am, like, surprised that shit doesn't go crazier with the big stars. I'm very surprised
by that. I know some of them are, like, pretty highfalutin. They're like, no, I'm going to use my fame to, like, fucking, you know, like, Bono or whoever who want to, like, they have causes and shit. I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. Like,
yeah.
But people who don't do that, I'm just like, no, I just want to make movies and make a shitload of money. You know?
Yeah.
You know, like, Brad Pitt might be a bad example. I don't know, but I don't know. I don't know who the, I don't know. Who's the guy from Twilight, you know? That guy? That guy can't have a very long shelf life. He's looking at, if he's lucky, he's looking at Luke Perry numbers, you know?
Yeah. Not so, so good.
So he should be like,
strong start, but then
I'm gonna fucking buy a fucking sack of, you know,
Julia's
cheap Hanes. Nice. you know, cheap Gunch. Wear them once. Wear them a little bit. Sell them, like, this fucking.
Well, you got to work out in it at least.
Whatever you want to do, you know, and you buy them for a buck each or whatever. You sell them for, you know, $20.
Profit.
Whatever, man. Do it up. Who gives a shit?
$20.
People are gonna make fun of you. People are already making fun of you.
Oh yeah. Even if you're really your craft, you're a good actor and everything, they'll pick.
Oh, that is the ultimate trump card. Is you can be the craziest, weirdest dude, but if you perform and you're good, you get a free pass.
Dude, if there was any paparazzos taking pictures of me, all I'm saying is they would never get one single picture of me without my dick out. I would be like, all right, there you go. Front page of this shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure they would probably just Photoshop pants on you. Well, or crop it or something.
Well, make them work for it, then.
But you always wear, like, always wear a beard or something made of dicks.
I piss my pants every time. That's what I would. I would piss right on them. I don't understand why.
I don't really know
sometimes
how that helps.
Celebroids, they get all like, no, don't take my picture. You know, I'm a regular person. Don't take my picture.
They're always saying that. I just wanna live a normal life. I just wanna be a regular person.
Well, that doesn't sell underwear.
No, it sure doesn't.
All right, well, we agree to disagree, then. Let's never be famous.
Yeah, man.
That's what we agree on.
Who gives a shit, man?
Yeah.
Famous is stupid. Anyone can be famous.
Yeah. Name one famous person.
Tim Allen.
Yeah, he's famous. Brow? I'm not over by my keyboard.
What?
I don't have it key mapped anyway. I don't...
Oh, I see what you're saying. You chose brow?
That's the Tim Allen sound. Brow?
Okay.
This is eyebrow.
If it was like a comic book, that would be the sound effect that they would write?
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like...
Yeah.
Because like, if you put, like, U-N-G-H-H, it sounds like he's grunting. Like, I mean, he's grunting, but it sounds like he's being stabbed or something, or he's taking
a shit. Actually, if you want to know, if you do want to know, it's... The place I downloaded it spelled it A-R-U-G-H.
A rug?
A rug?
Do you remember the comics that they made of Star Wars?
Yeah.
And then all the sound effects, like for Chewbacca and RTD2?
Fighting crime in a future time.
Oh, man.
You know what's really good is, like, man...
Cops, crusaders, working overtime.
Oh, fighting crime, day or night. This and that. That's, yeah. Buns McBoom Boom, Big Boss, Mutt. I think Mutt was on there.
Misdemeanor.
Yeah. Yeah, Misdemeanor. I don't know if they ever made a toy of her.
Turbo Two-Tone.
Rock Crusher was good. And those guys came with, that was the funny thing, the cops toys came with caps. That was weird.
That was awesome.
All of their guns
was
were
it awesome?
Cap
I don't
guns.
Know. They were kind
of
cool.
Sort of awesome, but it's hard to get caps when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Eventually
they're
it's just...
They're at a premium. Yeah. You don't want to just blow through those. And plus, like, you know, like... Half the time you can't even use them inside and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pop's sleeping.
I'm not getting up.
Yeah, what?
Sorry, wife.
I love you.
Oh, okay. It's almost time to wrap it up.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Two more episodes will be done.
Tugging on your scrot.
Let's go, Dada.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what's all drooped out. Wouldn't that be better, though? Snug. Snug and gloss and a little rigid, a little tightness.
Yours isn't?
No. Never.
Oh, man, you should try being half Asian.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jump again. Oh, speaking of Asians.
Okay.
I remember the thing I was going to say.
No.
About cops and caps.
Yeah. Why did you say that word twice? It sounds the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but we used Rock Crusher for absorbing man.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah pretty good.
But
I had my brother had mace, and I had bulletproof vests, and those are the only two we had.
Bulletproof vests. I remember that guy.
You do remember him?
I don't. Was he the main guy?
Yeah, he was the he was the reader.
We had almost all the bad guys, and I think just catcher's mitt.
Catcher's mitt
on the good guy team.
Which one is he?
I guess he must be Mace.
Oh yeah. He had that big bazooka.
Yeah.
You know what? In hindsight, I think of that and I think, oh, I must have been too old for that.
Yeah.
But that was probably right in the wheelhouse, huh?
The wheelhouse?
Yeah.
What's that?
Is that the time of our lives?
I've never heard that phrase. I've never heard that.
The time of my life.
Oh, stop. No.
Way before.
Get to Utah. Kitu. I know he's neither of those guys. But
what are your top 30 Patrick Swayze songs of all time?
Okay. All right. Now, this is a real top 30, okay? This isn't just like 30 of them.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be... I'm not going to be a real stickler for the order, but, you know.
Yeah.
Should.
You know, what I was initially... hey.
She's like the wind.
You ever see those YouTube videos? There's a YouTube series of videos.
What, now what's YouTube now? I want to explain this to the
okay.
listener.
Sometimes people put pictures on their MP3s.
Nah, they can just Google it.
Wait, what's that?
Blackle.
Oh, the white blackle.
Yep.
When we hear someone say that, in all seriousness, that's when we've done our job. When we hear people say the white blackle, then we know. Spy has made it. Time to start selling underwear.
As soon as we make it, you know, that's going to be the end of the show.
Absolutely. No, yes.
We made a pact. As soon as we get famous, we're ditching this shit.
Yeah. And we'll get famous for something else and then stop doing that.
Be on television.
Because that's when it's good. It's the cusp. That's the only enjoyable part. That's what I've learned from Behind the Music.
Yeah.
It's when you take, when you're just a no one. And then
those
you're
were
on
the days,
rest.
Man. Back when we were on the tour bus, and we used to party every night, and everyone left us alone.
Yeah, they always. That's the thing. They always think back about to right before they were famous. It was so great because they were gonna be in Nestle. That was the highlight.
Oh, man, we were just eating Chef Boyardee meatballs.
It's so grainy. No, but on YouTube. Oh god.
Okay.
On YouTube, there's a cooking with dog.
Okay.
Segments like. Cooking show called Cooking with Dog.
The Bounty Hunter?
No, it's like a gray poodle.
Okay.
And I guess this Japanese couple makes the show.
Grape flavored oodle.
The woman does all the cooking, and then the dog sits on a stool next to her and is supposed to be the narrator.
Okay.
And all of the instructions are
voice
coming
over?
From the dog. Yeah, and it's the, you know,
John Travolta's
the man
voice.
Or whatever. No, it's a man, and it's. She speaks Japanese at the very beginning and the very end, but then he speaks in English for all the directions, but you don't ever see him because you're supposed to think it's the dog.
Okay.
But it's a lot of really great recipes, and man, she is a really good Like, she's deft with her chopstickery and whatnot. Like,
she's a good cookstress.
Man, yeah, all of the moves, like, all of her cutting is, like, really precise, and all of, like, her egg roll-upping abilities are like, man, I can't, you know, I ruin an egg trying to...
Tiny hands.
Yeah.
Not just good for making your dong look large.
But cooking with dog, and they got some, the best one I've seen so far, we watched like 10 of them last night, is the bento box one. It's like so many different foods shoved into a food thing.
It just, oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Like an apple carved into a rabbit, and then like it's so many different ingredients. And
oh, God. Doing all right over there? What's going on?
Yeah, just
super need a hand?
It's all coming out. But the best part about it, right, is that it's like piano music in the background, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's this Japanese woman cooking, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it totally looks like Cooking Mama because, like, she's making all the food from Cooking Mama and she cuts everything the exact same way. And, like, it's very, it's, it, anyway. It's
did
like
you ever think that maybe the video game was based on real life?
Well, life? Yeah, I mean, I understand that. But it's so close because of, like, because also of the music and it's just.
And they all look the same, is what you're getting to.
No, that's not, no. I'm not come saying on. That. No, I'm just saying that it's like a live action Cooking Mama.
Sweet.
You know what I'm saying? If they made it, yeah. But Cooking with Dog on YouTube. There's
and a video game cooking game. What?
Yeah.
Would have a little dog giving you instructions or something. Like
you would
that
think.
Is something you would see in a game or a cartoon, not in real life. But yeah. That's the life imitating art.
You would
but
think.
That was also art imitating other art. Never mind.
They say at the end of all the videos, you might have a little trouble finding some of these ingredients, but good luck.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, it's good. Check it out. It's my endorsement.
Right.
Of it. YouTube.
Yeah. Sweet. Let's do it.
Cool.
I don't know what I'm agreeing to.
Okay, and we have an audio comment, but I'm going to have to play it without us listening to it. So... I guess we better just get out of here right now.
You want to play audio comment?
I can't. It's an M4A, and I don't have it downloaded
oh,
yet.
Oh, Firefox. You can't just play it live? I can play it live. Send it to me. I'll play it live.
You don't have it?
Yeah, just send it to me. I'll play it live.
Don't you have it?
No. Do I? Where is it?
I don't know.
Pause the show.
Pause the show.
Is it in the email? Where is it?
Yeah.
What about
I don't want to pause the show. I don't want to put on... You know.
No, don't do that. I'll just log into the thing and I'll just play it live from Gmail. What do you think?
Will that work?
This will work, because I'm the best.
We'll see how best you are.
Come on.
Should I forward it to you?
No.
I don't know how to do this.
Hold on.
Are you sure it'll play?
Filibust.
It doesn't ever play any sounds that you play on your computer.
It does, too.
Name when?
I don't know how to log into our...
I just forwarded it to your regular email. It's fucking driving me nuts. I've already said it.
What's going on?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I think I'm breaking the show.
I do not have the email yet.
How about now?
Email is supposed to be fast. How come it takes a long time to get there? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, how about now?
Remember how, like, you know, email is the future. It's instantaneous.
Yeah.
Email is the fucking worst because, like, it's... It's even more of an excuse for people not doing shit. Like, I guess I didn't check my email. Or, I guess it didn't send properly. And that is a legitimate excuse. Like, sometimes you don't get emails that are sent to you.
Yep.
And that's, it's dumb, you know?
Yes.
What else is in the news?
No, it's check your mail, not your news.
I am! There it is.
You're at your news reader, not your mail reader.
Fuck you.
What else is in the mail, I wonder? You got it? Is it playing?
One sec.
What is an M4A file?
I got this.
Hey guys, I was just listening to the podcast, and I have to say that I am a super big fan of the idea of trying to bring back quotes from The Mask into everyday conversation. But in the 15 years since the movie's been out, I've totally forgotten most of what went on, so I thought I would look up some of the famous quotes from the movie and provide them as kind of like an informational service, especially right before SPX. This way we can all be using them and it'll kind of be this crazy inside joke. So, okay, here we go. Quotes from The Mask. Hold on, sugar. Daddy's got a sweet tooth tonight. It's party time. P A R T. Why? Because I gotta. Our love is like a red, red rose, and I am a little thorny. You gotta ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you punks? That's a spicy meatball. You were good, kid, real good. But as long as I'm around, you'll always be second best, see? The money better be hip kiss, or you're gonna hip kiss your ass goodbye. Sorry, wrong pocket. Smoking. Ooh, somebody stop me. Now, I know Brian had also mentioned that he wanted some quotes from the original movie Mask from 1985. So here's what I've researched up from this. First, you told me he was going to be retarded. Then you told me he was going to be blind and deaf. If I dug his grave every time one of you geniuses told me he was going to die, I'd be eating fucking chop suey in China by now. These things are good. Ice cream and cake, a ride in a Harley, seeing monkeys in trees, the rain in my tongue, the sun shining on my face. These things are a drag. Dust in my hair, holes in my shoes, no money in my pocket, and the sun shining on my face. What's the matter? Never seen anybody from the planet Vulcan before? Anyway, guys, I hope this helps, and tell all your friends to download it so that everybody will have access to the same quotes and we can all be living in a land of high fives.
And that's the Tom McHenry comment.
How do we feel about it?
Oh shit, I wasn't recording that.
That's okay, I was. How are you feeling about it?
Eating chop suey in China?
I like it. It's pretty good.
Eating chop suey in China.
There you go.
He told me he was going to be retarded. I don't know how. I don't know how.
We'll have to print that out and bring it with us because I can't remember all that.
But what's funny is that all the mask quotes are actually just from other movies, aren't they?
I think so. All the mask ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Son of the mask.
Mask.
You ever see that one? Did you ever see Son of the Mask Man?
No.
That's pretty good.
With Jamie Kennedy.
I saw it on TBS.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I like Tom's voice. He sounds a little bit like David Sedaris, don't you think?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, you should. There's an audiobook that everyone needs to hear. One of his.
Is it Castlevania time? What is that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what my phone says. I have a text message.
And is R2-D2 back there? What's going on?
Yeah. That's Allison. She figured out how to whistle. She's so good at it. She whistles all the time.
Really? I never learned how to whistle. Not never learned. I do not have the ability to whistle very well. Because I don't think it's something you just like, oh, that's how you do it. And you just do it, you know?
I'll give you $1 for Super Mario song.
Why should I say it, Daddy?
Because I love Mario and Brian loves Mario.
Why? Just tell him to.
Alright. We'll hit her up next week. I'll get her ready. But she'll sing the whole Mario Brothers song.
Okay.
And she could whistle it too, but I think she's just a little stage fright. You know what I'm saying? We'll get her next week. Yeah.
Hey, no problem.
Tap there. Mm-hmm. I gotta get the chick ready for school.
All right.
But
did you say bipedus, by the way?
Oh, bipedus.
Jump. Did you know that Super Mario has lyrics?
No.
It's got lyrics in Japanese.
Oh, figures.
Allison should learn those.
Yeah.
What should I say?
See? Point a mic at someone and they're like, blah, blah, blah.
Now relax the fingers. Let them become limp and loose.